For Yulia Fedosyuk, time stands still. She spoke to her husband Arseniy as he was about to surrender to Russian forces after he was ordered to abandon the last post in Mariupol. The famed Azov regiment had held the city for months in a steel plant in one of the war's most dramatic standoffs.
Arseniy, my husband, when Azov regiment was surrounded, actually he called me and he told me that everything is okay, but it was not at that time because they were under the attack of huge bombs.
He called again briefly, twice, from Olenivka prison in eastern Ukraine. Then, last Friday, the prison erupted in flames, killing more than 50 soldiers. Russia said it was a Ukrainian missile strike. Ukraine said Russia blew up the prison to hide the torture of Ukraine's most legendary fighting force.
Do you know he's alive?
Definitely no, because I can only tell that he's not in the list of dead soldiers, which was posted by Russians. But that list is not verified by Ukrainian government, so I don't know. I'm wondering, actually.
On Thursday in Kyiv, the families of the Azov regiment called for their release. The sign says Mariupol, the last stand of the Azov regiment. And Yulia is here, together with the other families, asking for them to come home. Russia has declared the Azov regiment a terrorist organization. Russia has used the regiment's early association with far-right groups and the use of allegedly Nazi-related symbols as justification for what it calls the denazification of Ukraine. Current and former Azov fighters reject that assertion.
Russia made Azov part of their mythology, part of their propaganda. Without this myth about Nazis from Azov, the Russian propaganda about denazification as a reason for so-called military operation falls apart.
For the families of Azov, the battle is now theirs to carry on.
They were fighting for us in Mariupol. They were fighting for us during these 8 years. They were defending us, and now we have to do the same thing. Now we have to defend them, and we have to save them.
Until her husband returns, for Yulia Fedosyuk, the Battle of Mariupol never ends. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.